Scholastic Audio presents Duke by Kirby Larson, read by Jonah von Spreken. Chapter 1. Are you doing everything you can? Seattle, Washington, January 1st, 1944. Hobie pushed harder against the bike pedals, harder against the cold wind scrubbing his face as he followed the Adair's Chrysler sedan. Duke loped along behind, pink tongue flapping. Even a smart dog like him would have no idea why they were out there, in the cold and wet, instead of home eating leftover Christmas cookies and reading the newest Hardy Boys mystery. Dogs didn't know what it was like to have best friends move away. Legs burning, Hobie kept pumping, but he was no match for the last hill. The bike slowed, then clunked to a stop. He was out of steam. Dead in the water, as Dad might say. Panting, Hobie flung up his arm in one last goodbye wave. Mr. Adair answered by tapping the horn 3 times. As the sedan turned east, toward the highway to Portland, Scooter's head popped out the window. He yelled something, but the wind carried it away before it reached Hobie. And then the car was gone. Scooter was gone. Duke brushed against Hobie's legs.
At least I've still got you,
Hobie said, scratching the German Shepherd behind the ears.
Right, boy?
Hobie slid off his bike and began pushing it toward home, trying to catch his breath. The thought of school without Scooter made the pushing even harder. They'd been pals since first grade, when Scooter accidentally knocked out Hobie's front tooth with a tetherball. Luckily, it was a baby tooth. In the past 4 years, the only time Hobie had walked to school without Scooter was when the chicken pox was going around. He got itchy all over again thinking about how lonely Monday's walk was going to be. Mom called Scooter a pistol, but she would smile when she said it, usually. That time with the whoopee cushion at her bridge club, she didn't smile. But Hobie couldn't help chuckling even now, remembering the look on Mrs. Allen's face when she'd sat down. The rain, coming down harder, soaked through Hobie's corduroy jacket to his t-shirt. After a block or so, he swung his leg over the bike and began pedaling again. Mrs. Lee was out, sweeping, even though her little grocery store was closed for the holiday. She waved as Hobie rode by. He passed the playfield and then the school. He knew it would only make him feel worse. But Hobie wrote...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?